Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is welcoming Prime Minister Fumio Kishida of Japan at the White House Friday. The visit underscores the deepening U.S.-Japan strategic alliance. During the Oval Office meeting with the Japanese Prime Minister, President Biden said the United States and Japan have a lot of common ground.
Rather than figuring out how we can work more closely together, the more difficult job would be trying to figure out how and where we disagree.
Ahead of the summit, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, along with their Japanese counterparts, launched a series of changes in defense posture, military training arrangements, and command relationships, including plans to reorganize the U.S. Marine Corps units based on Okinawa. Russia says it has taken Soledar in eastern Ukraine, while Kyiv denies its capture. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Russia claims its forces have captured a fiercely contested salt mining town in what would mark a rare victory for the Kremlin after a series of setbacks in its invasion of Ukraine. But Ukrainian authorities say the fight for Soledar continues. There have repeatedly been conflicting reports over who controls the town, the site of a months-long bloody battle in the grinding fight for Ukraine's eastern regions. The Associated Press could not independently confirm either side's claim. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A military-backed court in Myanmar has reportedly sentenced 112 Rohingya Muslim refugees to jail terms after they were caught traveling outside refugee camps. State-run media reported January 10th that the court sentenced the group to 2 to 5 years imprisonment on January 6th for traveling without legal documents. Children were among those given jail sentences.